Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Today, on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the market. Yes, it's crazy. And here are 10 reasons you should buy anyway. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it every week. I appreciate you tuning in and listening to it. And I appreciate so much all the feedback I'm getting. I'm appreciating all the emails I'm getting, whether it's questions about buying a home or it's asking for a referral to an agent, whatever it is. Thank you for engaging with the program. I'm flabbergasted each week right now. For those of you that don't know, we hit top 21 on Apple Podcasts recently, and it's just so exciting for me. If this is the first time you're joining the show, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But hey, even if you're not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation. So whether you're in Seattle or Texas or Florida, the stuff that I teach you in this podcast about home buying, you can apply to your area. And in fact, if this is your first time listening, you can go back to the first 10 episodes of the show and listen to the step-by-step process of buying a home. And it works pretty much everywhere. There's some changes in some states, minor things. You can talk to your local real estate professional about those little changes, but this at least gives you like the major building blocks of how to buy a home. And if you want that in a PDF form so you can read it, if you're, you know, you listen to it, but you want to go back and see what I said, I have a PDF. It's free, so no charge. Just email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I can email you that ebook out, and then you'll have it to look at, print it out, take notes, whatever you want to do. I don't care. Just email me, tell me where you're from, what market you're in. It's part of my research that I'm doing so I can make it even better in the future. And of course, if you're in the Seattle, Washington area, I am currently taking clients, but you know, like if you're in Puget Sound, I work from anywhere, Tacoma to Marysville. But if you're out of the state, out of this area, and you want an agent that I have vetted, that I'm connected with, I've doing this show and through other ways, I've connected with agents all over the country, and I can find you an agent in your local area. I may already have one. It's amazing where I have agents. Or I vet them. It's part of what I do for the show, is I make sure that I can connect you with someone who's not just a good agent, but a good person. That's a big criteria for me. And I know some people think of real estate agents like car salesmen. And there are some like that, but I want to get you a good person that's going to be honest. They'll be honest with you. They'll treat you right. And importantly, get you a house. Ones who know what to do. So I vet these people. So if you want that service, it's free. You know, just email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And then I'll have you fill out a few questions. If you're interested, say, Silas, I need an agent. I'm here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I've got someone I've referred 5 clients there just in the last couple months. Right. I got somebody for you. Here's a few questions, and then I connect you via email, and it's all wonderful. It's just part of, hey, you get lots of services here. You get free info, you get connections. Who knows? Maybe we'll have parties after COVID. Who knows? Conventions? Could we do conventions? I would love it. Anyway, today's episode is called episode number 35. And I titled it, Yes, the Market is Crazy, and Here Are 10 Reasons You Should Buy Anyway. This is like, I had to address this because the market is absolutely crazy. And this is why it's more crazy than even you may be thinking, that it's usually real estate works on sort of a macro level. It could be really busy it can be a buyer's market in Seattle. It could be a seller's market in San Francisco, you know? It can be different in all markets. Almost everywhere that this show the people listen to this show is a seller's market, and to a crazy degree. And yeah, there's a lot of reasons why. Interest rates are really low. Historically, they're really low. People, because of COVID, they have learned that they don't have to live in where they were. They can be anywhere. So they're moving to a place that suits them a little more on whatever level, for different reasons. So they're just going wherever. And so now all these cities, people moving back home that didn't think they'd be able to, and they're like, oh, I can just do my work from home. I'll just, from my hometown. So let's go back to where I went to high school. And I used to sit in the supermarket parking lot. Now I'm going to live there. I don't know. It's crazy. So they're going there and prices are out of control. You're hearing too many offers on a house and you're intimidated, and a bunch of you might be listening to this and you've been putting offers out there, or you're hearing about this and you're really nervous. And I want to tell you, I want you to come here to this house of reason. Okay. I want to talk to you about how to deal with this crazy market and why you should stay in it. So I know some people want to get out. They're like, I've had enough. They want off the bus. It feels like you and Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are on the speed bus of the crazy market, right? The real estate market. And you got to stay on there and help Keanu bring this thing, save the people, slow it down, defuse the bomb. Okay. And here's why. I came up with like 10. I think these are, they work. It works in this. Helps me focus, helps you focus. Okay. Number one. Okay. Why you should keep buying. Stay focused on your goals. You weren't out there, for the most part, you aren't out there buying just willy-nilly, right? You had a reason. It's either to build wealth. It's for security of where you're going to live. You had a reason to do that. Your goals don't change just because the game is hard, right? Like, you play soccer, you play basketball, just because a tough team comes on doesn't mean you're like, oh, let's pack it up and go. Yeah, like, it should be easier. I don't like the market right now. As a buyer's agent at times, I'm a buyer's agent and a seller's agent, but like, as a buyer's agent, it's very frustrating right now. And I feel bad for people that are losing out on offers. And I have both ways. Like, I've had clients that have put in 12, 15 offers, not gotten any accepted. Sometimes they're not following steps I suggested. Sometimes it's just hard. It just got way too high. But then I also have an offer accepted on the first try because they took the advice and they had the means to take the advice. So it's two parts to it. And guess what? Sometimes if you structure your offer the best way, you don't even need to be the highest offer. I'll tell you that story later. But right now, stay focused on the goals. You have that goal to get a house. You're going to do it. You are going to do it. It's going to take longer than you thought. Maybe you need to, we'll do this. You have to do some soul searching, think about some things, but stay focused on your goal. What is your goal? Is it to build wealth? Is it because you need a third bedroom for someone else adding to your family? Do you need to reduce the size because the house is too big? Why are you buying the home? Focus on that. Focus on your goal. Number two, interest rates will go up. We kept saying they can't go lower and they kept going lower. And we're like, oh, sorry. I mean, really, they can't go lower. Now they went down. They went the lowest that they could. And now that they've gone up, and I have clients that we've talked about this on the program before. So in just like a week and a half, 2 weeks, they lost 10% of their buying power because interest rates went up almost a full percent. So yeah, interest rates are going to go up. So every point Every 1% they go up, that is 10% less buying power you have. Okay? So you want to do this sooner than later. Also, the way things are appreciating. If houses are appreciating 10% in your area and you've lost 10%, that's sounds like 20%. I'm not a mathematician or an astronaut. I don't know. But what I'm saying is it's going to both those things are going up. So you want it to happen sooner than later. So number three was homes appreciate. So I kind of went right into that. Number four, there's a question. Are you planning to move in the next 3 to 5 years? If the, like move out of where you're looking to buy a home. If you're in Dallas, Texas, were you planning to spend the next 5 years in Dallas? Then buy a house. The math is simple. Even if the market dips, eventually it's going to come back up, right? It'll come back up. And you need to be in a house. Traditionally, it used to be 5 to 7 years. Now it's like been 3 to 5. Now it's like a year and the house is worth more than you'll make money selling a house. It's ridiculous. It shouldn't be like that. But if you're somewhere that you're going to be, you're like, you know what, this is probably going to be the next 10 years. Just then it's okay to buy. Don't worry about a dip. Yeah, it may go lower and you may be underwater, as they call it, for a day, you know, a month, a year, whatever. But then it goes back up and then you make more money and then you go sell that house, make a good profit, move into another house. And then you're like, you're that awesome home buyer that knows how to make money in real estate. Okay. So if you're not planning to move, keep going, keep finding that house. Number six, stop being stubborn. I know I'm not talking to everybody here. I'm talking to some people and you know who you are. And some of you are thinking, I wonder if he's talking about somebody else because it couldn't be me. No, I'm talking about you. Yeah. There are some things that you've been stubborn about, whether it is you're demanding a jet bathtub. Probably not that extreme. You're probably demanding, you're like, oh, no, I need 3 bathrooms because I need one for morning, afternoon, and evening, right? Maybe you can deal with 2. Maybe, I mean, I compromised the house I'm in right now. I said I wouldn't buy a house without a bathtub because I had kids. They need a bathtub. We bought a house without a bathtub, and we found a way to make it work. We bought little tubs that they use in Europe, and they've been bathing in this until now. They can shower now. So don't let your stubbornness get you in the way of building wealth. You can get there. You can get to what you want. Remember, buy the house and then figure out to get the money to make it the house that you really want. Either you send the house, let it upgrade, let it appraise in value. You sell it, you buy a bigger house later, or you turn that place you have into what you want it to be. A house, I always like to say, someone says something like, oh, well, it doesn't have a, oh, there's no closet in here. And I say, yet. That's my big line, Sean Holmes, okay? Because it's true. Like you can own it. You can do almost anything to it. So if you have a preconceived notion of what a house should look like or what it should be or what you need, like it's different between actual needs and wants, right? Don't be stubborn on your wants. You can be stubborn on your needs, as that's just the way it is, right? You need a fenced yard because you have a big dog. That is a need. Now, does a fence have to have been there already? Don't say no. Figure out a way to get the fence there. That's what you need to do. If it's already there, don't say no to things for little reasons that you're being stubborn. Don't pass up these houses because eventually you're going to get one. So, and you got to throw yourself at as many homes as you can. It's not about getting the dream home that we think of. Sometimes we think of that, like growing up, I'm going to get my dream home. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you got to wait a little bit. Or you make it your dream. Or sometimes you change your dreams. Like in a play I once directed, they talked about that. Okay. Number 7, there will be a dip, but we don't know when. okay, so what's going to happen? Like, you want to keep going because at some point there's a collective consciousness. And it happened, I'll tell you, last time it happened, 2018 in Seattle. 2018, about September. Everything was flying off the market. You know, first weekend, always just going, I don't know, over ask. You know, sometimes at ask. Sellers were asking insane amounts. It was crazy. And then collectively, it seemed everyone just decided they had enough. They weren't going to pay more than they felt it was worth. And homes started sitting on the market like more than 1 week, sometimes a month. That was crazy. Homes don't usually sit on the market in Seattle more than a weekend, or at the time it didn't. So there was a little dip. And that's when my wife and I were looking for homes. And we noticed things drop. Like, we're dead. Hey, this is a second weekend? What is this? So we ended up getting a home that went up on its first weekend out. It was its first weekend out. But because sellers were nervous because things had started sitting, they took our offer right away because we were the only offer. And then about 6 weeks later, everything went back to normal. And offers were flying off again the first weekend. But so there was just a little dip, just a little dip. And we got in there, got our position, and we were good. If you play the stock market, you know what I mean. You buy on the dip, right? So that's what you need to just keep doing. Yeah, sure, you also buy when it's going up because you're like, oh, I don't want to miss the boat. But then if it dips, oh, yeah, let me buy some more. So just keep putting those offers in, and then one time you're going to be put the offer in, and the dip just hit, and nobody knew it. And it's like, wow, we got it. Okay. Number 8. Reevaluate your expectations. And this kind of goes into being stubborn too, but it's a little different. I want you to reevaluate your home decisions. If you've been losing at homes, reevaluate. What is it you really want? Remember, there's this old joke about real estate is that the three most important things about real estate are location, location, and location. Land is forever. Land is there. But the houses degrade. Houses, to be honest, yeah, you put something up, it starts raining. The second it starts raining on it, it's exposed to the atmosphere, it starts degrading slowly, right? Ideally, not while you're there. But the point is, things happen to the house. The land is forever, so that's what's important. So find that piece of land. Like I tell people, find the ugliest home on your favorite block or the best block. Find the neighborhood. Find the neighborhood. Look for the ugly house. Buy that one. Buy the one that wasn't remodeled. It's going to be cheaper, and it will grow in value with the other homes. You can upgrade it and leave there with a killing, okay? Focus on the land and the neighborhood. Reevaluate your expectations. You said, I don't want to go in and have to do any work. Well, is maybe there's a way. Can we do a rehab loan? Can we get in there with a regular loan and then do something? Can you go Uber drive for a weekend and raise some money so that someone can come in and change the windows? What can we do? Your expectations need to be reevaluated. I'm not saying you got to lower them, but you got to at least reevaluate and think about what is really important. Now, I think the most really important thing is finding that neighborhood and getting a home in it. And there's probably multiple neighborhoods, right? That you would be happy in. So pick those ones. Pick 4 neighborhoods and try to focus on getting a home in those. Okay. Don't be driving everywhere. Focus and reevaluate. Number 9, get creative. Hopefully your agent's talking to you about this. Hopefully your lender is. Lenders are sometimes out of touch on what's going on. They make suggestions to my clients and I'm like, well, that doesn't work in the market. I want you to get creative with your offers. Is there anything else the seller wants that's worth more? Like a lease back. Do they want a lease? Do they want a little more time to move? Maybe that has some value. Here's a story. I just got an offer accepted by somebody, by a seller, for my clients. My clients had the lower offer, but we had better terms. We had a gap for a down payment gap coverage. So if the house didn't appraise high enough, they're willing to put in, let's say, $10,000 more to cover the gap. If it was $10,000 or less gap in appraising, they'll cover it. Okay? So the other offer didn't. So we wanted. So we just took money from the down payment that they were going to use. So they had a little more than the, say, 5% that they were putting down. They have actually like 7%. So they're taking that money of the 2% of it and putting it toward the gap. All right. So they liked the terms. We gave them more. We gave them a free lease back of the property. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? The first month you're not paying it anyway. So we won with a lower offer price because I saw they had to send me the other one, but per terms, and it worked. So get creative with your offer. That's a brainstorm. And it goes into number 10, have a talk with your agent, see what you can do creatively with the offer and email me, ask me a question. Tell me what you're doing now. Tell me what creative thing you're doing. Or, you know, I don't know. Let me brainstorm with you. Email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com. As long as you're not in, I can't, if you're in Washington, I can't do that because then I'm interfering. I'm licensed in Washington, so I can't interfere. I can brainstorm with you if you're out of state though. And I'll give some suggestions I'm able to try. So number 10, have a talk with your agent and get them to be really honest about what it takes to win an offer. What it takes to get an offer accepted. Because there's a chance that they are holding back because they're afraid of losing you. They're afraid that if they tell you, you need to have more money so that you can win this appraisal gap, that you're going to run away and not buy a house. They need to know how that you're serious about buying it and that you want to think of outside the box suggestions on what to do to win. Escalation clauses, the way you phrase an escalation clause matters if they're allowed in your state. Listen to them. Ask them if there's anything out of the norm that you can do maybe to do this. So brainstorm with them. That's part of why they're there, to work with you. Okay. And if they're not taking the time to work with you to figure something out, it may be time to reevaluate who you're working with. Okay. But if they are doing everything, stick with them, right? If they satisfy your needs, just make sure that they're not just checking in, checking out. And maybe, and hey, who knows? Maybe that you come from a talk is we need to wait 6 months to save money and then get back out there. That doesn't mean you give up, but you may just know like, okay, we're not going to go to as many homes. We're only going to the ones that we know we're competitive in. If you're maxed out at $400,000, right, maybe you need to be looking at $300,000 homes and knowing that if the average is going up 10% in the area, right, that's what you need to be. That's what you need to do. If everyone's just beating you out, then maybe you need to go a little lower and see how you can use some of these ideas of not being stubborn, of being creative with the offer, of what can you do to turn a home that's a $300,000 one into the one that you want, and adjust those prices to wherever you are. Okay. I don't know who's listening right now, but, folks, that is the program. Okay. Those are my 10 reasons why you should buy anyway, even in this crazy market. Hey, if you're an Instagram follower, you can follow me, on Instagram. And I'm at Silas Gets Real. Go to there. You can follow my Facebook page. And of course, hey, if you would enjoy this program, if you learned anything today, or if this program helps you, please go to Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star rating. It really, really helps spread this. It helps the podcast and ratings. It's one of the biggest things you can do for me. do for the program and to show your gratitude for this. And of course, if you're in the Seattle, Washington area, I would love to help you out buying a home. Or if you're out of area, I would love to connect you with one of my wonderful real estate partners around the country. Again, my name is Silas Lindenstein with Boutique Brokerage. Have a wonderful day and happy home shopping.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.